preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Country folks can survive.
This is your country folk surviving up here in North Dakota. Didn't go directly under the Chinese balloon weapon, but it did go south of us. Our neighbors in Montana went right over their heads in Billings, and thank goodness for the good patriot folks of Billings, Montana, who looked up and saw the Chinese, really shouldn't call it a balloon, it's a huge craft. I don't know what the dimensions of the balloon are, but the payload under the balloon was bigger than your house, and apparently carried explosives as well. Probably, who knows? And of course, you'll never get the truth because the FBI is investigating. That word, if the FBI is investigating something, well, that's called cleaning it up. They're not investigating anything, they're cleaning up the crime. So much for that, huh? And the who knows, maybe somebody somewhere has a conscience and has some shred of patriotism, and we may find out something true about this Chinese military attack on the United States, which Joe Biden, this is the interesting twist, Joe Biden was aware of this, and the Democrat Communist Party apparatchiks were aware of the attack for days before people stepped out of their residences in Billings and saw the thing and blew the lid off of it. Well, this is your Trump Phenomenon radio show. I'm James Kelso in our 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time slot, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. And you're welcome to call in. Let's get that number up here for those of you who want to call in. How about 512-248-8252. You can call at any time. I'm not going to play a Trump. I don't have a Trump rally to occupy the entirety of a show, but we soon will. There will be Trump rallies galore coming up. And they've been promised by the president, so you can be sure they're coming. He held those two initial events, you could call them. They weren't the famed Trump rallies. One in New Hampshire, and then later in the day in Columbia, South Carolina, in the State House there. Two fabulous events last weekend, Saturday, I think it was. And so far, nobody's had the balls to get into the race and oppose Donald Trump. Nikki Haley is playing footsie with it. And I'll read you a post by Trump on Nikki. Actually, her name is not Nikki. Forget what it is. It's an unpronounceable name from somewhere like, I don't know whether it's from India or Pakistan or Bangladesh. I don't know where she's from. But she likes to go under the name Nikki. But she hasn't had the guts to get into the race, and Ron DeSanctimonious hasn't had the guts to get into the race. Who else hasn't had the guts? Fatso Chris Christie never turned down a donut in his life. He is bad-mouthing Donald Trump. He's always hated Donald Trump, even when he was endorsing Donald Trump back in 2016 after his presidential try collapsed miserably, horribly in New Hampshire in 2016. He then turned around and he looked at the, you know, looked at the field, and he looked like Trump was in the lead. So Chris Christie endorsed him, not because he actually admires or agrees with Donald Trump on anything, but because Chris Christie believes in Chris Christie. And he was trying to further his own political career. Well, anyway, he's now revealed that he really, really hates Donald Trump. And so he's out there on the news networks, of course, and they put him on immediately. Oh, Chris Christie's staff calls up and says, well, Governor Christie wants to go on your show. Well, they just book him right there. They love that. They love any neocon who will oppose Donald Trump. The Koch brothers hating Donald Trump. A whole bunch of globalist billionaire type people pledging that they will spend however much money they need to spend to stop the orange man, to stop populism. Here we are. Oh, it's February 6th, and you're not going to believe this. We're having a true heat wave here in North Dakota. I'm looking at my weather station report from my front porch, and it tells me it's 31 degrees on my front porch. Hot damn. That is wonderful. If I weren't doing a radio show, I'd go barefoot out on my porch and sit in one of my rocking chairs and just enjoy 31 degrees. My goodness. I think this is a harbinger of spring. It must be coming. I'm going to open my message board here so I'll be able to see you when you call in. There we go. I've got my message board open. And we're all set to go here. Here's a, speaking of people who don't have the balls to run against Donald Trump and of perfidious endorsements and also vile never-Trumping. Here's a never-Trumper who got the word directly from the president. Apparently, Larry Hogan was the governor of Maryland, governor of Maryland, and he was a rhino, still is a rhino, once a rhino, always a rhino. And looking at him, he looks kind of like Karl Rove. I think he looks like Karl Rove, but even more obese than Karl Rove. He doesn't actually have a chin or a neck. He just has a big volume of flesh that can barely get inside of his shirt. Anyway, here's what the president has to say about Larry Hogan. And potential 2024 contender. He's a contender, is Larry Hogan. And here's what Donald Trump says. Let me make it easy on Rhino Larry Hogan, who is not going anywhere, this potential contender. Zero chance. Whether he announces for president or not, I don't want Larry Hogan's endorsement and won't accept it if it is given to me. Is it possible to say it any simpler than that? Thank you. Okay. I'll tell you what, I loved Donald Trump 1.0. I really love Donald Trump 2.0. And that last statement is typical of Donald Trump 2.0. The gloves are off, folks. And the story linked on Fox News is potential 2024 contender Larry Hogan evades when asked if he'd support Donald Trump if he wins GOP nomination. And the president's responding to that like, hey, take your endorsement and stick it where the sun don't shine, Larry. the gloves are off on this one. He is talking about an FBI official who has now been exposed, who was put in charge of investigating. That's why I say, again, investigating. The FBI is either, the word investigate either means, A, you're doing a cleanup for like the Clintons or the Obamas or the Bidens, or defense. Then on offense, investigate, translated into English for the FBI, is persecuting. Persecuting, that's would be it. In the most dastardly meaning of the word persecute. In other words, no rules, no rule of law, no justice, no fairness, no constitution, just get them by whatever means possible, including killing them. Just get them. So the president's writing about this guy. Now, I've forgotten his name. What's the name of this FBI person? Who cares? I won't even look it up, because here's what the president writes. He says, this, and he has a picture of the guy, this is the FBI thug who headed up the fake Russia investigation against me. At the same time, he was being paid off by, get this, Russia. Does the FBI ever apologize to me and the American people for what they have put our country through? It's Trump 2.0. Trump 2.0. And now, remember, Trump 1.0, he didn't know how bad it was. Neither did we. Maybe somebody out there think that you knew how bad it was before Trump found out and before I found out. I didn't know how bad it was. But Trump 1.0 didn't say stuff like that. The FBI thug. Very good. That could apply to a lot of people. Let's find another one here. He spends a lot of time talking about a new book by crooked Hillary Clinton's attorney, Mark Pomerantz. And he spends a lot of time about it because, now, get this, speaking of the offensive arm, the persecution arm, they're going after Donald Trump persecutorially, you know, at every level of government and every jurisdiction, anywhere they can, in multiple states, in Florida, in New York, in Washington, D.C. So this Donald Trump, here's what the upshot for us. This is part of their lawfare tactic. Remember, in lawfare, the prosecution is the punishment. So even if you go through a persecution for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, spend millions of dollars, hire all kinds of attorneys, after a couple of years, and then finally they drag it out, finally the case is closed, did you win? You're the target now. Did you win? No, you didn't win. The persecution, the prosecution is the punishment. You were just dragged through 2 years, 3 years. If you're of considerable means, well, maybe even put in prison. Even some of, I mean, right now there's a what was his position? CFO? It's a CFO of a Trump organization. I've forgotten his name. 78 years old? Up there. He's in prison right now. He's in prison right now. And what was his crime? Here's one where they continued the persecution. And, of course, the target is Donald Trump, not this poor old man. So they will attack anyone even associated with Trump or supporting Trump. So he's in prison, and his crime is, let's think about it now. Have you ever heard of anybody that had a company car? I have personal friends who have company cars. They drive like a company truck provided to them by the company, and they drive that truck to home, and they're welcome to drive it wherever they want. Are they paying taxes on that as a perk? Of course not. How would you pay taxes? I mean, it's not even a theoretical question. I mean, it's not even an answerable question. Okay, I'm listing my company truck as a cash payment to me of how much? What is it? Does it depend on if you have body rust on the truck? If you have a smashed bumper? Does it affect the value of the truck? That it says, you know, Acme Plumbing all over the truck? Is it... No one has ever paid on a company car. What else was it? He got a company car, and Donald Trump, a very munificent man, a very generous man, his acts of giving are legion, but modest and untalked about. So he contributed to, Donald Trump contributed to education for this executive's grandchildren, I think. Oh, that's a cash benefit. You didn't report that gift to your grandchildren from Donald Trump. You didn't report it on your taxes. You're going to prison at 78 years old. You're going to prison. We're going to lock you up. We're going to wreck your life. We're the FBI. Yes, we are the champions of justice in America. We are the champions of constitutionality. I am Christopher Wray. I am such a windbag. I am such a moral man. Oh, by the way, recommended to Donald Trump by, yeah, Chris Christie. Thanks a lot, Chris Christie. I guarantee you, Christopher Wray won't be the director of the FBI on January 20th, in the afternoon of January 20th, 2025, because the president will have been sworn in at noon on January 20th. I don't think it'll take him longer than the first hour at the Resolute desk in the Oval Office to fire Christopher Wray and everybody else on the seventh floor of the FBI. Probably everybody else. He'll probably just list, he may just issue the instruction, if you have an office on the seventh floor, you're fired. Or if you're the director of a regional office, you're fired. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Timber cracked
and men started crying. Manners were praying and hearts beat fast. And everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
We're back, folks. Let's go to the balloon story. And remember, I don't know what the diameter of that balloon is, but it must be, you know, it's humongous. It's not anything like any balloon you've ever seen or heard of. It's simply an aircraft that is gains its lift from helium. And it can hold. Its payload shows that it could hold nuclear weapons, it could hold electromagnetic pulse weapons, it could hold bioweapons. It traversed the entire United States from the Northwest all the way to the coast of North Carolina, passing over numerous states along its way at 65,000 feet with a view to either side from 65,000 feet. You probably have a pretty wide horizon. And the liars in the Biden administration have now put out, well, I'm Mr. Tough Guy, Mr. President Joe Biden. I shot the balloon down. Okay, Mr. Tough Guy. No, what you did was you were alerted to the presence of this craft when it was nearing the Aleutian Islands of Alaska on the other side of the world. And then it traveled. You had all the opportunity in the world when it was traveling over sovereign American airspace at that moment to shoot it down. I hope you had the wherewithal to shoot it down. I hope the U.S. military is not so weakened now today that it can't shoot down a balloon. But let's just, of course, we know. It could have been shot down over the Aleutian Islands. It could have been shot down over American sovereign territory as it approached the coast of Alaska. Then it traversed Canada and it entered the United States. Where? We don't know, do we? Because the Biden Defense Department knows. They know exactly the trajectory, including all the strange permutations of, was it strictly wind powered? Was it traveling at the whim of the winds at 65,000 feet? Or was it, did it actually have propulsion systems and guidance systems on board? I think it did, which would explain it lingering over certain choice targets, like the U.S. nuclear missile installations in Montana. Didn't linger, apparently didn't make it over the nuclear missile installations in North Dakota. But maybe the important ones are over there in Montana. I don't know. The Chinese know better than I know. I'm just an American. And then they moved across the whole country. And, of course, the terrain over which that weapon flew is very sparsely inhabited. There was no Joe, there was no danger to people on the ground, and that's why you couldn't shoot it down. Oh my goodness. The odds that somebody on the ground would be hit by the balloon are, first of all, you could have people on the ground that, you know, little old lady standing there, you could have someone help her across the street to not get hit by the balloon. But there aren't any people out there. Wheat fields, bison, snow, a lot of snow right now. So it traverses the whole United States doing whatever photographing, mapping, monitoring, checking all the electrical signals, the wavelengths, monitoring the wavelengths, tuning into them, over the entire United States. And then when it's finally no longer useful to the Red Chinese and it's over the Atlantic, well, now Joe Biden gets the balls to shoot it down. And, of course, drop it into the ocean where all of its equipment and materials will be contaminated with salt water and probably heavily damaged by impact with the water. And if any part of it is usable or readable or intact, of course, we can count on the FBI to make sure that gets destroyed, just like the Hunter Biden laptop, which they apparently have in their custody. See, that's the thing. They're investigating the Hunter Biden laptop. They're investigating it. So they can't talk about it. We're investigating it. We can't talk about it. It's the subject of an ongoing action. So sit down and shut up. Go away. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
What a song. This is God's country. And of course, that Chinese warcraft, huge warcraft, was traveling, kind of focused on God's country, didn't it? Didn't go over New York City or Los Angeles. It went over God's country. That's where our nuclear silos are. That's where our B-1 bomber bases are. I think it went right over Missouri. I think the B-1 bomber is based there in Missouri, isn't it? And great song by Blake Shelton. Kind of surprising to me. You know, if you see him on TV, you don't think he's that much of a... You don't think he's got that song up his sleeve, but he does. The speaking of things that... Well, let me play this. This is a gem that we found a little while ago on this show. And, you know, what is the sound of one hand clapping? What is the sound of a tree falling in the woods if no one hears it? Well, what is the effect of a video like this one, 2 + 2 = 5, by a guy that calls himself High Res on YouTube? And it's amazing. He actually is alive. He's present on YouTube. They haven't canceled him. But you see, in a way, they have canceled him, because I'm looking at it right now. It says it has 521,000 views. Well, after you hear this video, you realize, no, this should be many millions of views or something like this. So they've managed to clip its wings, to limit it, to make sure that people don't discover it. So we'll play it one time here in case anybody's missed it. And those of you who have already heard it, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. This, and the thing that's unique, you've got to watch it. 2 + 2, the mathematical symbols, 2 + 2 = 5. And then if you need more in your search on YouTube, you can put in High Res, H-I-R-E-Z, High Res, the fellow who made it. And you'll hear him singing. He's doing a kind of a mock rap music, and you're going to love it. But the feature guest in here is Dr. Robert Malone, who is, along with Steve Kirsch, I think these two, Steve Kirsch and Robert Malone, are the two most courageous and effective truth tellers about the toxic bioweapon so-called vaccine. All right, so let's listen to this one. Here it comes. It's very short. You'll love it again or for the first time. Here it comes. And the setting is, it's a school. It's after school. It's 4 o'clock. So the people sitting in the room are people who are in the re-education. They're being kept after school. The teacher jumps up on the desk, and it's a guy, but he's got bright red lipstick smeared on his lips, and he's got a blue wig, and he's wearing a dress, and he's got some false boobs, and he's dancing on top of the desk, re-educating the class in the new woke. Apparently, these are kids at school, and they're all famous people. You'll recognize them when you see them in the video. They're all famous patriot people. Led by Dr. Robert Malone, they're being re-educated. Four o'clock.
So it's different, as you know, that with equity comes class. Please welcome the new student, Robert.
Welcome, Robert.
Thanks for the warm welcome, Teach. It's lit, no cap.
Take a seat.
I had to learn that from my kids. It's lit and no cap. I didn't know what that meant. All right. The guy next to Robert Malone is squirting sanitizer all over himself, because of germs. COVID-19 is out there to get you.
Oh my God, is that Red?
Kick the fathers out of the house, send the mothers back to work. Let the school system parent your children right from the birth. Make them meal, feed them pills, confuse them about what's real. Tell them facts don't really matter, it's all about how you feel. Science and math erases, history let's erase it. Indoctrinate a whole generation, you can't escape it. It's bigger than American politics, you're an accomplice. White people, racist and bigots, and you're a colonist. If you want freedom, we'll encourage to do the opposite. It's toxic masculinity, if a man is too confident. Excuse me, what's a woman? Well, I am not a biologist. Common sense is really not common when you're a communist.
Common sense is really not common when you're a communist. Now, when you watch this 2 + 2 = 5, which I implore you to do, he's going at such a fast pace that it goes right by you. But fortunately, there are, caption? The text is appearing at the bottom of the screen as it goes along. You have to look at that. It's so brilliant. And the writing, he's got all of the tenets of communism and wokeism. He has them all in this 1 4-minute video.
Parents that care about their kids, let's call them terrorists. It's cool to be a feminist and an environmentalist. And if you love the country, that makes you a white supremacist. Don't even try defending it, cause what you say is irrelevant. Put your hands up, everybody stand up. The whole world going mad, bruh. 2 plus 2 equals 5. You a racist if you don't think that adds up.
Now the principal comes around, and he's the owner of that gym that was shut down by the feds and by the state. Was it New Jersey? You know, you can't have a gym. I mean, hey, we're the medical profession. We really care about your health. We don't want you working out. We want you sitting on a couch at home. And then leaving your house only to get your injections, as many as possible. So he's looking through a bush. This gym owner that was shut down by the COVID hoax, he's looking through a bush. He's spying on his teacher there to see what's going on in the classroom here. Is it sufficiently woke? Everybody's play acting here, of course.
Better not be in here telling these children that men can't get pregnant.
Of course not, Mr. Smith.
And did you tell all the white children that they are racist?
And colonizers and bigots, yes.
Very good.
Go and put your hands up, everybody stand up. The whole world going mad, bruh. 2 plus 2 equals 5. You a homophobe if you don't think that adds up. Don't have children. If you do, then abort them. If your neighbors don't comply with the government, then report them.
If your neighbors don't comply, then report them. He's got a big I stand with Ukraine blue and yellow banner poster behind him. And his t-shirt says something, I think it says, capitalism kills or capitalism sucks. And he's got all these commie slogans on the wall. It looks like any typical American K through 12 classroom now.
If you have independent thoughts, then just ignore them. Communism's the way, democracy is too boring. Bring your kids.
Democracy is too boring. And he's got a rainbow, the rainbow flag, too, that symbolizes the LGBTQ, XYZ, A, B, C, D, 2 plus 2 equals 5 movement.
To a drag show. Give them a couple dollars to put right up in their asshole. Don't worry about the Epstein flight logs. The case is closed, so don't even go and ask, bro. Trust the WA show and CDC. None of our politicians work for the CCP. White kids are...
None of our politicians work for the CCP. Now, see, that's what we found out with this balloon. They do work for the CCP. A whole bunch. Like Mitch McConnell. He works for the CCP. But he's the Republican Senate minority leader. Huh? How does that happen? Is it through his charisma? His speaking ability? His studly looks? What is Mitch McConnell? Oh, it's the hundreds of millions of dollars that he's getting through Coco Chow, his wife, whose father James is getting the money directly from the CCP.
The born racist, if you disagree, that makes you a damn racist. Study CRT. In today's lesson, men can get pregnant. Put your hands down, no more questions. Don't say pedophile, just say ALA. Adults that like adolescents. Go and put your hands up, everybody stand up. The whole world going mad, bruh. 2 plus 2 equals 5. You a racist if you don't think that adds up. Go and put your hands up, everybody stand up. The whole world going mad, bruh.
Dr. Robert Malone, the quintessential academic scientist, is sitting there in the front row with his put your hands up, and he's bouncing up and down to the rap beat with his mouth open catching flies. It's so perfect.
2 plus 2 equals 5. You a homophobe if you don't think that adds up.
Drive the whole world crazy. Brainwash kids from the top. They're babies. We want you dependent. And
we want you dependent and lazy. Brainwash kids from the time they're babies. Lyric after lyric. Wonderful. This guy has written it. It's beautiful. I can see why Dr. Malone agreed to go into this video. He recognized genius.
put your hands up, everybody stand up. The whole world going mad, bruh. 2 + 2 = 5. You a racist if you don't think that add up. Go and put your hands up, everybody stand up. The whole world going mad, bruh. 2 + 2 = 5. You a homophobe if you don't think that adds up.
And then they give the credits here. And these are people, these are famous patriots here. Dr. Malone, Harley Morenstein. Apparently he's pretty famous on the net, Harley Morenstein. J.P. Sears, he's picking his nose. Ian Smith is that gym owner.
What's up, y'all? Thank you for watching my brand new music video, 2 + 2 = 5. If you can, check out the description box below. Click that link and grab yourself a t-shirt.
The t-shirt says, common sense isn't common when you're a communist. And I wish he wouldn't do the mock rap accent, but that's okay. It's brilliance is brilliance. And this guy, High Rez, has got it. His actual name is... I used to know it. I mean, I saw it once, and anyway, High Rez is his screen name. Let's go to a caller here. Matilda in Ohio. Hi, Matilda.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. I don't know if I think the balloon missed you. I think it went a little south of you in Ohio.
Did you ever notice that it didn't get shot down until after it crossed the United States?
Well, of course. I mean,
all the information was already sent to China, and Biden is owned by China because hell, they paid for his campaign.
Yeah. How do you like this? Here we are. Did you ever think, in all your life, Matilda, did it ever occur to you, you would have a president who is a communist, who is owned by the Chinese Communist Party, whose son is a pervert and a complete traitor to the country? Did you ever think you'd have a president who, with his son, has bilked billions of dollars out of the Chinese Communist Party? I mean, it's so astounding. It's so unbelievable that this is going on. And now you've got, as you say, of course, the massive array that traveled over the United States. And apparently, there are a couple of things accomplished by this balloon. First of all, it wasn't intended that we ever were going to become aware that the balloon was crossing the country. And a whole lot of very interesting signals intelligence could be gathered at 65,000 feet that you can't get from a high speed satellite at, I don't know how many miles up, but it has an ability to see things. Also, there's a second aspect to it. The Chinese, by sending this balloon, leisurely drifting across the United States or flying, guided maybe, what they've done is they've said, hey, they've given us the big middle finger, and they've told us, we're not impressed with you, and there's nothing you can do. We are going to control you. We're going to fly things over you the same way they're flying things over Taiwan right now. We're going to fly things right over your head, and too bad for you. I'm sorry?
They think that everybody is as dumb as his administration, that we don't know what sex we are, we don't know what gender we are, and we basically have our head up our asses.
Right, correct. And the strategy there for a Marxist, all you Marxists out there listening to my voice, you can verify this is true. The standard Saul Alinsky taught this. The principle at work, Karl Marx understood this, is that their purpose in sending this, sending your head into a whiplash of, you know, like, what sex are you? You know, the world is going to explode. Everything's coming to an end. The stock market's destroyed. Everything is in chaos. The purpose of the chaos is
because that's what they want us to believe.
Yes, but
if
the purpose
we would
is
get rid of Resident Numbnut and all of his psycho little minions, maybe we have a chance.
Well,
we
here's
need
where
to
we
get
have
a real government in charge.
Yes, here's where we have a chance. What the communists are counting on, and the communists, of course, it's a broad spectrum attack. It's not just numbnuts. It's not just the president. They have hundreds of thousands. Now, we outnumber them. I mean, there are a whole lot more patriots in America than communists. But the track record of communists is that a minority, even a small minority of a country, the Bolsheviks did this in 1917. It was a small minority of people who were very carefully positioned in at the peak of positions of power, who took over Russia. Russia was a magnificent country with a magnificent civilization. They took it over, and they destroyed those people. They killed millions of people. And we have the same situation. We have a minority. But what they're counting on, and the communists, the Bolsheviks in 1917 did this, they did one of the first things they did was to release all the prisoners from jail, to put the society into chaos, to put prisoners on the street, to put criminals at the in charge of things. And the purpose is to demoralize you and demoralize me, to break our spirits so that we go limp. That's their goal. And we stop resisting. That's the purpose of all this chaos. And it's not the result of stupidity. It's not a mistake. All of the things happening.
Isn't it
interesting?
They planned it all from the beginning.
Yeah. And notice they unleashed all this. Yeah. Notice they unleashed all of this. Yeah. They unleashed it in a whirlwind, just all of a sudden, all over, all 50 states, all corners of the country, all aspects of media. All of a sudden, it's all at the same time we're being bombarded. There's no like corner of the country where this isn't happening. There, it's a full court press, and they are attacking us in every institution and trying to demoralize us. Now, how do we beat them? How do we beat them? Okay, several things need to happen to beat them. One is we have to fight like hell. No more Mr. Nice Guy. The gloves must come off. We must fight as if our lives are at stake, because they are. So we have to fight like people who are, have guns pointed at them. That's what we have. We have to fight like hell. And we have to forget the churchy talk, forget the, you know, kumbaya, I love you, I'm going to save you, and I'm going
completely.
We're going to invite you to church on Sunday and you'll be a better person and so on. No, it's too late for that.
No, it ain't going
to
happen.
It's too late for that.
And
we have to
right
fight.
Now,
yep. And we have to have,
right,
Yeah, but Matilda, we have to have a fighting ideology that is not based on kumbaya. We have to have a fighting ideology that we are going to fight for our freedom. We're going to fight for our liberty. And
fighting for us, and we are also fighting for our children.
We have to make sure that
they grow up knowing who they are, what they are, and what is right.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, notice that the churches are AWOL. The churches are no-shows. The churches are not in the fight. I mean, there might be a few exceptions, but we need a fighting ideology. This is desperate. This is the last round, the last inning. This is, you know, and we're going to die. If we don't save our civilization, we are going to die. Our civilization is going. And you said it right, Matilda. We're not fighting for ourselves. We're fighting for our children. We have to understand it that way, too, because if we know that we're fighting for our children, we're going to fight much more determinedly. We're going to fight with a desperation and a dedication and a fearlessness that we wouldn't have if we're just fighting for ourselves.
We so, all yeah. need to become the mama bear that protects her young no matter yes. what.
Yes, exactly. And so we have to, exactly. And in fighting the communists, you must have a belief system. You must have a philosophical base. And it can't be what you learn in Sunday school isn't going to work. That is not the sufficient base to beat the communists. You have to go head on against the communists, head on against their philosophy, their beliefs, and the BS. And that's exactly what. And Donald Trump, now Donald Trump is the greatest leader we've ever produced at doing just that. He goes directly at them.
To get him back, we got to have voter reform. If they do not fix this current voting system, we are totally screwed.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, Matilda, if we, yes, we are right now, we are screwed right now. That is our status. It's not like if then we become screwed. No, we are screwed and we don't have a voting system. We do not have.
Everybody will be getting it from Bubba with the 24.
Yeah, we have to take back from the city council all the way to the presidency. We have to take it all back.
You still there? He hung up on me. Hello?
Matilda, my fault. My fault. I hit the mute button on my mouse. Just my sleeve brushed against my mouse.
Okay.
Sorry. My bad. Yeah. No, Matilda, thank you for calling. You asked the right question, and I appreciate you doing that. Tomorrow we'll have, I'll try to do a summary, just a glancing look at what Donald Trump will put up between now and tomorrow
That's
night.
If we can come back. Get rid of those Dominion machines.
Okay. And all of the above. Yeah, you are right. We'll see you all, including you, Matilda. We'll see you all again tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse.
Okay.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, secret.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.